they may have facilitated him in the way of finance, training in Waziristan, North Waziristan, but obviously he was sent off as what I call a lone wolf operative. So I think that part he was alone. But the other part, the part that prepared him, the part that facilitated him, the part that financed him, because his circumstances were such that he would have needed the finance to do this. I think there may be a connection there.
What is your understanding of how the investigation is going there?
We have an FBI team here in Pakistan investigating despite denials by our interior minister. My sources tell me they are investigating. And that is why your attorney general the other day made that statement that the evidence is developing.
Have you gotten the sense, since this Times Square situation, that more pressure is on the Pakistani government?
There are definitely more pressures. You've heard Hillary Clinton's statements of the last few days. The tone, the tenor coming from her, who has been in recent days, and especially since the strategic dialogue in Washington, been saying that there is improvement and progress and much more cooperation from the Pakistan government. I'll tell you what the sticking point or bone of contention is. North Waziristan houses the Jalaluddin Haqqani network. The militants have, in the face of superior firepower, melted away and eventually arrived in North Waziristan under the protection of the Haqqani network.
The Haqqani network is pretty powerful and it's been around a while, got good connections. So what's the Pakistani military going to do?
Now that the Haqqani network has become the magnet and the safe haven, not only for the Masoods who have fled South Waziristan, but even other militants from SWAT and other agencies who have all gathered there. Not only that, we also have reports that what are known now as the Punjabi Taliban, these are groups that were either created for the Kashmir struggle or are sectarian in nature, extreme Sunni groups that are virulently anti-Shia, they have all congregated there. And because of the military's desire to preserve the Haqqani network, the military has been reluctant to go in there. Now there are noises to the effect that it is also because the military is stretched in its operations in other areas, and this one is a tough nut and requires proper preparation and time.
Pakistani foreign policy expert Rashid Rahman. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.